Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Outsiders, the last edition of the Outsiders for this regular season. I'm Hills the Best, joined by my co-host, Prez, and a staple to the show. He's coming on for free today. CJN, what's going on, fellas?
Yo, what it do?
Can you run that by me again? Hills.
What's going on, brother? How you doing today, my brother?
Can you run that by me again?
My great co-host, Mr. President, and DJM.
Hills.
Is there anything else you want to say? My God.
Did you say I'm working for free?
This nigga right here. Listen, it's not got to be jumping in words. I want to apologize to all my Afro-American people out there. I love all African-Americans. I am not a racist at all by any stretch of the imagination. Let's just get to the show. DJ, man, we don't need your attitude. We don't need your ego today. We're just trying to have a good show, all right? Can we do that? Okay. Yeah, you're working for free. The check is not balanced. We're not cashing out no checks to nobody else, all right? Is that what you wanted to hear?
That's what I needed to hear. You know what? This is a wake-up call.
Exactly.
I got somebody something to do. So this is going to be a short little interview or segment for me today. Something just came up.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly, Fred. Exactly, Fred. You see the gall on this guy?
Wow.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
So you guys ready to jump in or? The playoffs are right around the corner. We
can do that. Welcome to the outside. Like I said, I'm Hills the Best. I'm currently in game in my Week 17 matchup already with Gold Stick. Live update, Gold Stick is up 7-3. A bunch of backups in on both teams. It's just a battle of wills right now, and it's early in the first quarter, late first quarter, excuse me. So Week 17. We got a lot of heated playoff races. We have the AFC, is it North? Yeah, AFC North. We have the AFC West has already been clinched. Who else do we have out here? Oh, yeah, the NFC North and the NFC East. Those are some tight races. Philly and Dallas are both tied with 10-5. Minnesota, Green Bay, both 11-4. Prez, I know you excited. You love tight races. You love when the postseason, when Week 17 actually means something. What do you feel? Who you think will win these divisions first and foremost? Furthermore, who do you think will win these divisions? NFC East. Who you think gonna come out on top?
NFC East. It's between Smooth and Clinton. I like Fly. I think Smooth or somehow he has checked out. He put that. Post said he will not miss a game and play every game this season, and he checked out one game this season for whatever the case may be, which lets me know he's going to check out Week 17. He has already packed his bags, and he is looking forward to the offseason. Fly will win the division.
Now, with that being said, now, Fly do play KT, who is undefeated this weekend. He needs to win this game in order to get the division. because Smooth has the tiebreaker over the two with sweeping this season.
I understand all of that, and this is what I know. KT will lose against Fly because KT is not what everybody pumps him up to be, and I think Fly will expose him. It will be a high-scoring game, 62-59.
Wow. DJM, how are disgruntled kid? What do you think?
I don't care. What I'm worried about is you were talking about egos earlier, but you have a big enough ego to do this show and play at the same time. Which one are you committed to? I hope the Ravens
gives
you
that work. Can you just, answer the question, man? I mean,
I don't care who
apples
wins.
And oranges. That's apples and oranges.
I don't care. I don't care who wins the NFC least. They're bums over there.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
Well, I don't think the Packers are going to win the North. I'll go ahead and say that right now.
Wow.
They will find a way to fold like a lawn chair, and they will not win the North.
Wow.
It's possible.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But not like
that. I would like to call the Packers and the Packers organization Jay-Z and the song Beach Chair, because truly they'll be folding tonight.
Life is just a beach chair. I don't know why we here. Since we got to be here, we're going to handle the Bears.
Oh, wow.
Now,
he think he's
I'm going to go back to the question. Now, Prez dropped a little J. I just had to show him I'm up on game. Now, back to the question. I think Fly wins the division. I don't know about Smooth. Circumstances of his last game. I don't even know if he won. We just advanced. I don't know if he won. I don't know what his standings
are currently.
Yeah, he
won his game.
But,
yeah.
Okay, and who does he have this week?
Who does he have? I think it's Clemmy. I'm not quite sure. Like I'm in the game, so I can't.
Okay, and Clemmy usually plays him tough. I think Fly wins out because the wild card is pretty much locked up. I think the Saints is going to have 12 wins, and either the Vikings or the Packers will have 12 wins, 11 or 12 wins. So it's a tight race. I'm going to give it to Fly, though.
So both of you are on record right now saying that Fly will beat KC. That's the only way he's getting in.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I want to make sure.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to go on record and tell you something. KT is very vulnerable, and the reason why he's vulnerable, he has once again fell victim to beast mode in the other league that we don't speak about in the Super Bowl. So if you can't beat beast mode, which I feel is a joke, I know you're not ready for Fly tonight.
We usually don't discuss that show. What was the score in that game?
I'm not sure what the score, but I know he didn't win, and that's the only thing that matters. And he has went up against him in a previous Super Bowl, and the outcome was the same, and Beast won. And so I just don't – he's fool's gold. And what that tells me is Beast is winning the Super Bowl. They're nothing against Beast. He's a great guy. We always have classic games. But that tells me that I really need to step my game up because it's sad that that is what's winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Hello, somebody.
So basically we're saying right now, KT is weak. He's in a fetal position, and he will not show up against the Dallas football team, who has beat him twice already in upper echelon, by the way. With worse teams.
Listen,
so this
KT
is what we're
will be Rob Johnson, former Buffalo Bills quarterback, who was known for always being on his back. Hello, somebody.
Speaking of Rob Johnson, he was terrible. You want to talk about fool's gold? He had one good game in Jacksonville. Buffalo paid him a boatload of money. He was one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
And he actually caught you a playoff game. It wasn't the Frank White catch. It was actually starting Rob Johnson over Doug Flutie Flake because he would have beat Tennessee if he started. But that's nor here nor there. But I tend to lean that way because it's tough to go 16-0. Fly's a guy that likes to fly on the radar, no pun intended. But he has really improved his user skills. His play calling has always been there. He's a wonderful GM. He always seems to bring talent in. And when Big Ben was thrown on the side of the road, like yesterday's trash, he brought him in and took him not to just last year's playoff, but another chance to get to the postseason again this season. That speaks volumes for what Fly brings to the table. So I kind of lean towards what y'all are saying. But I would like to see Fly in the postseason. I think Fly can be a type of guy that can make the Super Bowl run. So be in agreement with that. Now, I like the Minnesota Vikings winning the NFC North just simply because of the attitude that DJM exhibit at the beginning of this show. I'm not for it. I don't root for guys that are egomaniacs. That's all I don't like. Prez either. So I'm riding with Mr. Viking.
Squid.
That's what I'm going to ride. Whatever his name is. I don't even know if he's kid's name.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. But it's going to come down to tiebreakers, which I haven't quite figured out.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that falls. As long as I'm in the dance, maybe they'll play my song.
As old colleague of mine said, you just want to get on the bus. It don't matter if you on the front of the bus, the back of the bus. You just want to be on for the ride. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, speaking of rides and low character, the AFC East. the wild card teams in that, Prez, you know this division pretty well. You have a chance to spoil Mr., as you like to call him, Crybaby, Austin. You have the chance to spoil his season in Week 17. Prez, what are the Dolphins' mindset after that comeback victory against the Denver Broncos in the game you had no business winning, but found
right. Let me speak on that game, if you don't mind. Being down 21 points in the fourth quarter, the start of the fourth quarter, you say to yourself, it's over. It's done. It's the end of the world. And what we said to ourselves, we're going to keep fighting. And we came out and we chipped away. And he went up 14 points with under 2 minutes left, with under 3 minutes left. And we found a way to win the game. And we went in 3 seconds left. Jaquez Spencer caught his 16th pass for 300 and something yards and his fourth touchdown with 3 seconds left. And I looked at Jaquez Spencer. He said, Coach, we wasn't supposed to win this game. We were down 21 points. He said, we don't go into overtime. We either win it or lose it on this play. Maybe Aaron Rodgers should have called us when he played the Cardinals. And we sealed the game. 57-56, Denver Broncos 6. I know he's over there. He was crying last night. He had his assistant coach, Ty, calling him on the phone, giving him tips on what defense is to call. And you say, how do you know this? It's because the defense that he was calling, only Ty calls those defense on me. So I know the call came in from upstairs. So it was nice to see that they couldn't beat me together. Hello, somebody. As far as the East, I don't know what I want to do. Last night, Austin was in the chat, and he was begging me to not play so he could get the force win, because initially that was my thought process. If we both was in the playoffs, I was going to just sit out. But now I have motivation to sit him home, and I think the question is, do I want to see the Bills or do I want to see the Patriots? And right now I don't know, and that's a question – that will come to me in the next few days whenever it's my turn to play.
But what about your seeding? You haven't locked out the number one seed, have you?
No.
I mean, number one or number two is fine. I mean, I'm home. We're resting. Either way, I don't care one or two. I'm not one of those people. I would like home field throughout the playoffs, but they had a Jacquez Spencer Appreciation Day in Mile High City because wherever weed is legal, Jacquez Spencer always have an appreciation day, and he had a good time. So if home field is in Tennessee, it's not legal there, but we will have another Jacquez Spencer Day in Tennessee because he remembers the last time he saw those Dolphins.
Yeah, and we are very anxious for that rematch. But now, Prince, we want you to be honest. You tend to be on the show when you're not under the influence. Hello, somebody, and that's just a little plug for y'all day today. So, Prince, now you said you hate Austin and you hate his guts, and you will push him into a closet. And I'm cleaning that version up for the listeners out here. Why would you even consider letting a guy that you cannot stand have a possibility of making the postseason? Why would that even cross your mind?
You know, because whether or not that I play him or not, he won't see Spencer. He won't see Hannah. He won't see – I just lost my tight end for 5 weeks. And what we're not going to do is lose more players because in the league that we don't speak on, I lost my starting wide receiver, my starting running back the last 2 weeks of the season, which essentially cost me the playoffs. So we won't be stupid. So, you know, as much as I want to have a pissing contest to show him that I could piss further than him, I don't want to risk the long-term goal, and that's winning the Super Bowl. So we don't know yet. We really don't know. But I can tell you this, he won't get a force win. I can tell you that.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for. That's all I want.
Whether RG3 or Kaepernick can step up and show that they could be a quarterback in this league is one thing, and we're going to see. Damn it, Friday, we're going to see if they can be capable of making some throws because they're getting all the reps in the game prep this week.
Okay. DJM, wake up. We're going to be professional today. What do you see? The New Orleans Saints and the Arizona Cardinals, they're the first time ever making a postseason. What type of run do you see from these type of newcomers in the postseason this season?
I see New Orleans as being one and done. But I give my little nephew too spiffy. I give him a chance, especially that first round. He'll be home. He won his division. I'm not sure who he'll play. Maybe facing each other. But I think he'll win his first game. As long as he doesn't have to play the Packers, he'll be all right. And after that, depending on how the chips fall, he gets another home game. He may win, too. I mean, you never know. Once you get in, get your foot in the door, as the prayer says, get on the bus, front or the back, you're good to go. But I really think he can make a run in the playoffs.
I don't think he'll be making a run. He has been folding each week. And after that horrible collapse against Trapp,
yeah,
he fell victim to the trap. He will fall victim in the divisional round and lose no matter who he plays. The stage is too big for him.
So you give him one playoff win?
No, because the divisional is the game after the wild card. Don't he get a first round bye?
Oh, no. Oh, well, wait a minute. The second seed is still up for grabs right now. And that's the NFC is kind of tricky right now. I think KT is the only one.
If the Vikings win out, they get the first round bye. So
it looks like.
How
do they get the first round bye? We have the same record and we split.
My sources say that he gets the first round bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Put this guy in his place, Perez, man. Come on.
If Hills is your source, you might as well be looking on Wikipedia.
Actually, we have not spoke on this. We have yet to speak on this.
Yeah, we hadn't.
So,
I hadn't seen him. I hadn't talked to him. No.
He's not my source. The source comes from the 10th grader himself. Hello, somebody. I'm gonna tell you who my source is because I'm riding with the 10th grader all the way, baby. I don't know what you're talking about. Shoot, me and Squid all the way, baby. Hey, Squid gonna win it all in the NFC.
Wow, that's a vote. So, Prez, who you got in the Super Bowl? You had your best friend in NFC Fool. He said he doesn't like you, and you don't like him right now. So, who do you have in the Super Bowl?
Truth be told, the Super Bowl will be the Dolphins Vikings Super Bowl.
Wow!
Y'all got another league?
I'm assuming.
No, this will be the one. And I can assure you this: the Dolphins will be getting out of the AFC. There will not be the returning Super Bowl champion, two-time Super Bowl. He will not be returning to the Super Bowl.
Wow!
I can assure you that. I can assure you that we will have a new AFC champion no matter what.
Wow. That is news.
Sounds
to
like
me.
Collusion to me. Sounds like collusion.
It sounds like.
You know, if you want to call it collusion, that we said to each other, everybody in the playoff run, that we're not going to fall victim to the same guy winning this. And I hope the NFC does the same thing. I really do.
Yeah, you're right.
We band together and say we're not going to continue to see this. No, we're not going to do this. This is not happening. You're gonna really have to change your name to rebuild, buddy, because you're not going to be showing up to any Super Bowl this year. Is what I'm saying.
So the heat that I was feeling wasn't because that big girl was sitting near me. It's because these guys are planning a mutiny against the Tennessee Titans.
Listen. Susie say the Tennessee Titans won't make it. He say the Tennessee Titans say they believe if the Colts see them again, the Colts will upset the Tennessee Titans. And it sounds laughable.
It's very laughable.
But sometimes, now I tell you what, I can honestly say if all these things that he claimed that was taking place was part of the bait game, if you don't go out and catch a big fish in the playoffs, buddy, your word is nothing. Retire. Find something else to do because clearly you're in the wrong division, Seafood Maestro. Hello, somebody. You know, I hear the behind the scenes, you know, I got him, you know, because he had said long before he cared less about having a first seed. This was when he was like, after he beat the Packers, he was like, I don't really care about any of the seeding. He was like, I'll take a wild card. He said, I'll lose the two games to the Titans. Now, he called this now. I don't know if it's because he just know he can't beat you, it's part of his game. But apparently he's going to show the world and shock the world in the playoffs. So, I hope to see it. I don't believe it. I don't think he can do it. I just think that he's been outplayed, outcoached. He can blame the water boy. He can blame everybody. But at the end of the day, it's Seafood's problem, and he cannot beat the Tennessee Titans, and it's very sick.
Well, it's not sickening, and I don't want to waste another minute on the Tennessee Titans. We're in a dog fight right now with Baltimore Ravens, so we're not going to waste another second on that. I just want to give my Super Bowl prediction and make a tackle. We're going to have the Dallas football team and the Tennessee Titans in the Super Bowl. I truly believe Fly is a team of destiny. He is fought through all different adversities. He has a lawsuit against UE that is currently ongoing, and it's getting messier by the day. So he will be focused, and he's looking to not only just win, he's looking to take over UE, up air. He's looking to ditch no feeling, hello, and try to take over UE. So he's not coming back for partial. He's coming back for the entire thing. So this will be his ultimate stick it to the lead, beat the guy that founded the lead in the Super Bowl, in the biggest game that's thrown him. That's his fault. So I like it. I'm buying into it. I'm buying all that stuff he's selling. So that's what I have in the Super Bowl. Of course I will win. I will crush him 77-3. But he will make it.
Well, unfortunately, DJ, you noticed your name wasn't mentioned because we believe you're a fool's goal on the show. And we thank you for your entertainment for the season. You played very well. And I actually want to tell my actor, you played a valiant season. Like, I mean, this is the DJM that I know, you know, 11 wins, 12 win kind of guy. But unfortunately, it won't be enough this year. But I really feel next season you'll be there. You are on the brink of something special, just not this year.
So who mentioned your name other than yourself? Both. If I was that kind of guy with the ego that you guys are talking about, I would say myself. But, you know, I'm just going to let the chips fall, see what happens.
And that's
because you
that
want to spend some knee injury away from being a bum.
Wow. Wow.
Who's one injury away?
You're one Spencer knee injury away from being a bum.
No, I think you failed to realize because Hannah had the appreciation day the week before where he had 200 yards receiving and the 3 touchdowns. He had his appreciation day the week before. So what it is sometimes they can do it together, but sometimes you listen. When the stuff that I saw against that Broncos game, the coverage that Spencer had was like no coverage at all. You know, so whenever y'all see bruh, let bruh know he got to switch it up. Cause
yeah,
whatever he
yeah.
was calling, Spencer was eating, and he was whipping in the kitchen, boy.
Wow.
So I just want to say this to Austin. Get your popcorn ready, bro. You ain't carried me in the chat. I ain't came after you in the chat. You know like I know. I told you yesterday when you came in the chat room, I still don't like you, and I mean that. I don't. So you will not make the playoffs. So what you need to do is tell Ty. Congratulate Ty for making the playoffs because that's who's going to the playoffs and not you, the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
Congratulations, Ty, on making the playoffs with your 2 force wins, even though the Raiders is like a force win. So congratulations on them. Booyah, brother. You're welcome.
Now, nothing is set in stone where who's going to be in the postseason because, unfortunately, most of y'all guys cannot perform on the field or any place. Hello, somebody. So you have to leave it up to the computers and the Madden gods to put you in the postseason. Prez, I will give you your due. At least you handled your business on the field so you know where your destination will be. You will not be playing on Wild Card Weekend. You will be sitting at home in Miami watching games.
You know, absolutely. But I just want to say this for all y'all people. I did have 4 force wins, and I take those, but whether they was force wins or not, the people that I had my force wins, we were going to whoop that ass anyway. So, please, people, don't read nothing into mine. Hello.
Wow. We got 9
seconds.
DJ, we'll give you 30 seconds, man. What would you like to say before the postseason begins?
I just wanted to thank everybody for having another good season. Playoffs going to be 24 hours. Let's try to get this last week knocked out. If your game don't matter, just let us know. You want to go on auto, let us know. It's we got guys who eager, chomping at the bit. You got guys who might not play for 2 or 3 days if they got a first-round bye. So let's get this last week knocked out. Appreciate everybody for playing and being contributing to a successful league.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to quickly say this. Guys, when you finish your game, please hit finish games. We're getting games that's not counting or calculating up because guys are just, after they're getting their head busted in, they're just quitting and cutting the system off. Just at least hit X, let it load up, walk off, go to the bathroom, do whatever you got to do. Just let hit
Cry.
Finish games so we can that too. And just do what you got to do, game save and register. I pray you got the last 15 seconds from me.
All I got to say is God bless you, Austin, and you had a great run, but it wasn't enough. And Reedy, MVP, defensive rookie, MVP, or whatever he is, but it wasn't enough for him. God bless you.
And that's the last of the show. And I got to go because I just threw a pick six.
Because you trash. And I'm out. I'm about to go eat my